Robots Help with Walmart's Groceries by Sarah Nasser in the Wall Street Journal. In the back room of a Walmart store in Salem, New Hampshire, is a floor-to-ceiling robotic system that the company's largest retailer hopes will help it sell more groceries online. Workers stand on platforms in front of screens assembling online orders of milk, cereal, and toilet paper from the hulking automated system. Wheeled robots carrying small baskets move along metal tracks to collect those items. They are bagged for pickup later by shoppers or delivery to homes. Walmart is one of several grocers, including Albertsons Companies and Kroger Company, that are using automation to improve efficiency in a fast-growing but costly business that comes with a range of logistical challenges. The backroom robots could help Walmart cut labor costs and fill orders faster and more accurately. It could also address another problem, unclogging aisles that these days can get crowded with clerks picking products for online orders. A store worker can collect around 80 products from store shelves an hour, estimated John Lert, founder and chief executive of Alert Innovation, the startup that has worked with Walmart to design the system dubbed Alphabot. It is designed to collect 800 products an hour per workstation operated by a single individual, Mr. Lert said. Workers stock the 24-foot-high machine each day with the products most often ordered online, including refrigerated and frozen foods. Fresh produce is still picked by hand in store aisles. A version of the Alphabot system was installed in two more stores later this year, one in Oklahoma and another in California. And a fourth version of the system is already built in a store near Walmart's headquarters, a Walmart spokesman said. Mr. Lert and the spokesman declined to comment on the cost of the system. Walmart started testing Alphabot in Salem last year, and in recent weeks began using it to fill a significant portion of online grocery orders at the store. Walmart, already the country's largest seller of groceries by revenue, has become an online grocery heavyweight, too, by offering a service from thousands of stores that lets shoppers pick up online orders from store parking lots without leaving their cars. It also offers home grocery delivery from more than 1,000 stores. Online orders are still a relatively small part of total grocery spending in the U.S. E-commerce was about 3.5% of overall food and beverage category sales last year, according to market researcher Forrester. Some data show online grocery sales are growing fast, but the logistical and profit challenges of filling shoppers' orders and delivering fresh food to homes have retailers battling to find a model that pays off. Using store workers to fill orders with products already on shelves isn't only costly, it makes it hard to tell online shoppers exactly what's available at any given moment. The whole problem with picking inventory from the shelf is inventory is never where it's supposed to be, says Sukarita Kodali, retail analyst at Forrester. People move it around, and fast-moving items are never there. Walmart, which employs around 1.5 million workers in the U.S., told investors last year that the retailer aimed to add automation and remodel stores to better accommodate online orders after some shoppers complained about clogging the aisles. Walmart can't disadvantage our most profitable customer, which is the one who drives to the store and does all the work themselves, said Greg Foran, who was Walmart's U.S. chief at the time. Albertsons, whose chains include Safeway and Jewel Osco, is adding online grocery fulfillment devices in store backrooms designed by Takeoff Technology, It added two of the automated systems to California Safeway stores last year. Kroger and Kanjijiki Anole Delis, Nevada's online grocery unit, Peapod, are investing in larger, more remote distribution centers to further automate the process of grocery delivery.